Good morning, and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Taylor family and our friends from Cathedral of Faith. Amen. I pray that you feel welcome today as we join together and worship our Lord and Savior. We are streaming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Amen. I was thinking a lot about Cathedral of Faith this morning, about how our relationship goes way back. Just we enjoyed fellowship for so many years together, and it's a blessing to see you all here today. Amen. So I pray you can join me as we go to the scripture this morning. The scripture is John 14, and it's verse 27. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And if you're able, I invite you to stand. And it's John 14, verse 27. And we'll just give a minute for those that are in the vestibule to come in. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So the scripture says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Amen. Amen. And join with me as we go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we are so thankful for you today, God, to allow us in the doors another Sunday, God. And not just any Sunday, God, but first Sunday, as we remember your blood and body spilled out for us, God. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would have your way this morning in this sanctuary, God. Lord, we put this service into your hands, God, that you would do what only you desire to do, oh God. Father, we ask that you will just come in, God. We welcome your holy presence in this place, oh God. Father, we roll out the red carpet for your presence, God, and we ask that you will bless us, God, once again as we encounter you, God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we give you our hearts this morning, God. We ask that your word will penetrate our hearts, God, and prick us, convict us to live for you, God. Because you're the only one, Lord Jesus, that's able to do all things, Lord. And we're looking to you this morning, Lord, for whatever we have need of. And not just whatever we need, God, but whatever you need us to do, God. We are your vessels, God, and we come before you, Lord, like poured out, Lord. And we ask that your holy presence, Lord, would just pour in, Lord. Lord, we need more of you today, God. We need more of you to be able to stand, God, the wicked generation, God. We need more of you, God. And Lord Jesus, we come to you crying, asking, pleading, God. Hallelujah. To pour out your Holy Spirit in the midst, God. Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to do what only you can do, God. Save those that don't know you, God. Father, we ask that you will bring them in, oh God. And Lord, let them find a welcoming place, a loving place that they can feel at home. And that they be ushered into your presence, God. And to be a part of your holy family, God. Lord, we pray for the harvest, God. This first day of September, God. We pray for the harvest, God. And we pray for the harvest, God. We pray for those, God, that are living lives, Lord, that don't please you, God. We pray for them, Lord. And God, give us hearts that we won't judge, God, but that we will welcome and love. Lord, we know that you can do all things but fail, God. And we pray for that this morning. We pray that you be glorified, God, and you be glorified alone, Lord. We pray that you be lifted up in our lives, God. We pray that you be on the throne, God, and that we keep you there, God. Lifted high, God. not to bring you among the level of we are, God, but you are lifted high, God. You are elevated, God. Hallelujah, God. And we magnify you, God, and we adore you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, just move in this place, God. Move in this place, oh God. Saturate this place with your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will break forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way today, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Have your way. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, God. Thank you, Jesus. We pray all these things, Lord. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to go into our communion scripture and confession of faith. Our deaconess Lillian, if you would read the scripture for us, followed by deaconess Helena, who will do the confession of faith. And Reverend John, if you'll be on standby for prayer of consecration. Amen.
Amen. Can everyone stand, please? Scripture will be coming from 1 Corinthians 11, 18 to 34. For I receive from the Lord what is also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, for which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks from the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that he will not be finally, so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in the judgment. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Good morning. If you will repeat after me, most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Father, at this time, thank you that you have prepared a way for us to come back into your presence, that you do it here today through this communion table. Father, as we remember you and remember the sacrifice that you gave us of your Son, Father, let us participating at this time allow these things to transfer into our spirit and to transform our life. Let us be renewed and changed to your glory. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
So our Bishop Doris Ford, she's going to bring forth the sermon, and then we'll have communion. But just to give a brief introduction, our churches go back. I was trying to remember the years, but it has to be like 25, 30 years, if not longer. And our Bishop Doris Ford met our matriarch on a plane to go to Bishop Jake's conference in Dallas, and the rest is history. We are so thankful for Bishop Doris Ford. She's often on our Wednesday night prayer and Bible studies. She often shows up there. We don't hear her, but we can just feel her presence. And so I invite you all to just stand and welcome her, give her a warm welcome this morning as she brings forth the word. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. You may be seated in his presence. Amen. God bless you and good morning to everybody. Good morning, Taylor family. Good morning, Cathedral Life. Amen. We are so blessed to be here this morning. Amen. Everybody's talking kind of soft and moving kind of slow and moving kind of so you know we don't stand on ceremony. And we know there's a program, and we're not here to embarrass Elder Jonathan Ford in his absence, but we do like to fellowship in the Word. Oh, God bless. Glad to see Reverend Radcliffe coming in. Amen. And others just coming in. We're just so blessed and glad that you could make it out to the house of God today. You know, we were saying that you know, this is Labor Day weekend and, you know, it's kind of slow and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, you don't know when Jesus is coming back again. And when we don't know the hour or the day, it behooves us to not get ready, but stay ready. And attending church, attending prayer meetings, attending Bible study helps us to stay ready. So we are so thankful that we could be here to just fellowship with you all this morning. Amen. And we don't want you to stand on ceremony, sit on ceremony, or, you know, feel like we came to entertain, because, you know, we don't do that. Hallelujah. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to glorify the Lord. So before we come with the word, I see our prophetess Michelle Robinson is with us, our adjutant and our right arm. Amen. So we're going to ask her to just give us a couple of selections. Amen. And if there is a keyboard player in the house, fine. If not, I will accompany her, or she'll be a cappella, because we don't need no music. Now, Taylor, y'all know Bishop Ford. We don't need no music. Hallelujah. We came to glorify him. So we'll turn it in the hands of Prophetess Michelle Robinson. God bless you.
And my song already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Good morning. To God be the glory. We just give honor to God this morning, to our bishop, to all the ministers, saints, and friends this morning, to Cathedral of Faith, and to Taylor. We are so grateful to be in the house of the Lord on this morning. Who's happy to be alive and well, and God woke you up this morning? Amen. I was a little stiff this morning, but I'm still glad I'm here. Amen. Amen. All right, Bishop. Amen. Well, as I was preparing, I would just give a little testimony. As I was preparing to be ready for praise and worship, the Holy Spirit just said to me for us to remember where we come from, the hymns. I know everybody likes the toe tappers and the hand clapping, but sometimes we just have to remember the hymns and where and how they have brought us to this present day and time. And so we thank God this morning for the hymns that we have sung as when I was a little child growing up in the church. And so we are just thankful to the Lord. Amen. Okay. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God. Oh, to God be the glory. We're not going to rush it. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. With me, to God be the glory. To God, oh, be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Oh, to God be the glory. Oh, for the things He has done. Amen. I know it's more to the song, but I just only hear to God be the glory for the things that He has done. If we think about our lives, if I think about my own life, and to just know where He has brought me from, the things that He has done for me, how He's taken care of me, even when I didn't think I could be taken care of, even when I didn't feel loved. But to God be the glory for everything that He has done. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. We are here today. Amen. So to God be the glory. Hallelujah. For the things that He has done, the things that He continues to do for us, even when we don't deserve it. To God be the glory for the things that He has done. Oh, to God be the glory. Oh, to God be the glory. Oh, to God be the glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I have a thanks this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Can you put your hands together? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. You, Lord, you've been so good, so good, so good. Oh, you've been so good, so good, so good. Oh, you've been so good. Oh, you've been so, so good. And oh, I, you, Lord, you've been so good. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Oh, you've been so good. Oh, so, so good. You've been so good. Yes, so good. But I just want, thank you, Lord. You made a way. You made say, hey, woo. Oh, you made a way. Oh, yes, you have. Time and time again. Oh, you made a way. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody thankful this morning? Thank you, Lord. We just want to worship him. Hallelujah. Because he's so worthy. So worthy of our worship. So worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. And if you don't know, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you've been through last week. But just know that worship, that is your weapon. That is the way you get through. The way you get through it. The way you get over it. It's the worship. Don't you let the enemy get any ground. You begin to worship God. Hallelujah. You begin to say, Lord, I thank you. I don't understand what I'm going through, but I thank you. Lord, I don't know where you're taking me, but I thank you. Lord, I know that you, I trust you with my life, and I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Bishop, that's all I have this morning. So if you want to come back over and begin to bring us the word, let's give Bishop a hand for accompanying me this morning on the organ. Woman of many talents, and we are so grateful to the Lord for her today.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You know, one of my pet peeves is that I'm not here as a someone who is, who's those people that cheer before the football players? A cheerleader. Thank you, baby. I'm not a cheerleader. When you had prayer at 8:30, that already activated the Holy Spirit. See, when you come to the house of God, you have to engage. Uh-oh, I'm getting ready to go to Star Trek. Now, Rev. Radcliffe, pray for me, because I'll go to the left or the right. So I know you keep me straight. I'm getting ready to go to Star Trek. But spiritually speaking, you have to engage. This is worship service. Do you know what worship, Taylor, I know you know. It's not about waiting for somebody to jack you up, to pump you up. But you come in already. You come in already. And see, it has to come with an expectancy. Because I don't know about you, but I woke up this morning, look, God, I expect you to show up. Now, I know he's given me the word to be brought forth. I'm just a messenger. It's all about the word. But I'm expecting revelation. I'm expecting elevation. I'm expecting insight. I'm expecting clarity. I'm expecting an anointing that will destroy some of the yokes that may have you entangled. Now, I don't know why you came, but that's why I came. Hallelujah. So we're excited about Jesus. Yes, I love my nephew. I do. But I love God. And I love Jesus. He's my Savior. And if he's your Savior, and we're going to be celebrating his sacrifice a little bit later, I told Sister Curitan. Thank you. I'm 76, so work with the seasoned saints. You know, when you come, you came to be blessed by God. And so there is a word from the Lord, but you've got to let him know I'm ready to receive it. We're going to serve that supper after the word, and I like it after the word so that it'll be able to fall on even more fertile ground. So we thank God for you. Thank God for Cathedral of Faith and all those that came with us this morning. We are normally on sabbatical until the second Sunday in September, but we did say yes, and we wanted to be obedient and to be helpers where we could. So this morning, as we said, we're just a messenger. There is a message, and we pray that you hear the word of the Lord. We're going to be going to John, the 12th chapter, verses 20 to 33. And I'm going to have my adjutant read that scripture. And as you're finding it, John is in the New Testament. It's the fourth book. And it should be right there. And we know it is your blessing and tradition to read, to stand for the reading of God's word. As I said, as I was given this text, I had read John the 12th chapter, verses 20 to 33. I was reading different translations. So if you have King James or NIV, or you'll still be able to find it. It is truly God's word. And let me know if I'm holding the mic incorrectly or if something's wrong. We'll make the adjustment. I may have left it if it was mine. Thank you so much. All right. Okay, let's hope I don't blow this one too. Again, we're at John 12th chapter, verses 20 to 33. And I don't apologize for the length. You know, some people say, you know, we have to shorten it because y'all, no Bishop Ford, don't rush me. And when it comes to his word, please don't. All right, Prophetess Robinson, Michelle Robinson, would you please read that passage of scripture in the Message version as we follow along?
John 12:20-33. A grain of wheat must die. There are some Greeks in town who have come up to worship at the feast. They approach Philip, who was from Bethsaida, and Galilee. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us? Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus answered, "Time's up. The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." 24. Listen carefully. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over. In the same way, anyone who holds on to life just as it is destroyed that life. But if you let it go, reckless in love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal. 26. If any of you want to serve me, then follow me. Then you'll be where I am, ready to serve at a moment's notice. The Father will honor and reward anyone who serves me. 27. Right now, I am shaken. And what am I going to say? Father, get me out of this. No, this is why I came in the first place. I'll say, Father, put your glory on display. A voice came out of the sky. I have glorified it, and I'll glory, glorify it again.
Yes, Lord.
The listening crowd said, thunder. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus said, the voice didn't come from me, but from you. At this moment, the world is in crisis. Now, Satan, the ruler of this world, will be thrown out. And as I am lifted up from the earth, will attract everyone to me and gather them around me. He put it this way to show how he was going to put to death.
How he was going to be put to death. Amen. And we're focusing on verses 24 and 25. And if you're making a note, the title of our message this morning is, In Order to Grow, We Must Die. In order to grow, we must die. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, because it's already good as it is in our hearing. Thank you for how you've allowed us to be able to read it and eat it and see it and hear it over devices and internet and computer and TV and YouTube and all over the place. God, we thank you for your word. As we go forth at this hour, Lord, we thank you for your word, promising that as it go forth, you will send it to accomplish what it is supposed to do, and it will not return void, but will accomplish what you wanted for your glory. In Jesus' name, with joy, we thank you and say amen, 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 and you may be seated. And Prophetess Michelle, if you would just read us again verses 24 to 25, because I really want that to stick. And take your time.
Listen carefully. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over. In the same way, anyone who holds on to life just as it is destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal. If any of you want to serve me, then follow me. Then you'll be where I am, ready to serve at a moment's notice.
Come on now.
The Father will honor and reward anyone who serves me.
Ooh, thank you so much. I love the Word of God, don't you?
Amen.
I love the different translations as well, because see, when you read it, you don't have to preach to me. When you hear the power of what Jesus was saying just right there. But I thank the Lord that he let us know, no, I called you. So I called you to give a word. So that's why we preachers got to preach. Because he wants us to be able to preach in season, out of season, amplify, edify, clarify, do what's needed so that we can drill the message into you, into us. Because his word is alive. His word is not dead. See, when I read that, ooh, I, in the King James Version. Boy, it was hot. Then I read it in the NIV. It was, got even hotter. Then I went to the New Living Translation. And the Lord, I was shouting. Then I read some more, and it was just awesome. But when you consider how Jesus has left us instructions, so plain and simple, all we have to do is adhere. Now, see, that's where I won't get an amen. Thank you, Sister Curitan, for giving me that amen. I appreciate it. That's why you're there. Thank you. But it's all right, because God's word, as the scripture says, and as I prayed, will go out and not return void, but it will accomplish what it's meant to do. So think about that. Our title, In Order to Grow. And then, you know, when I was studying, I said, well, now don't you want it to say in order to live, we must die? No, I said grow. I said, well, see, the pneumatics of the wording and so forth, I said grow. You know why the emphasis is on growing? Because there'll be no life if there's no growth. You are stuck and dead. Not to what you're supposed to be dead to, but dead to the word. All right, before we get there, let's give some background. In this particular chapter, this was 6 days before Passover. And Jesus was on his way to Bethany to visit Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. They had invited him to dinner. And this was a little bit after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. How many know the story of Lazarus being raised from the dead? Let me see your hands. If you don't know the story, my number is 484-908-8336. Call me and we'll chat about it. But Lazarus was dead for 3 days in the tomb. And they thought it was all over, but Jesus came and told them, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forward out of the tomb. Those winding cloths came off and he was alive again. So that spread around, but Jesus was again invited back to Bethany for dinner. And, Lazarus was there, Martha was there serving, and this was that time when Mary opened that alabaster box. It was this time. Why? Because, as I said, this was 6 days before Passover. And I said, Lord, you're so awesome. We're getting ready to celebrate your supper. We're getting ready to celebrate Passover, which is what the Lord's Supper is. He was celebrating Passover with them in the upper room. And I said, thank you, Father. But anyway, Martha was serving, but Mary brought in that oil, that fragrant oil to anoint Jesus. She didn't realize preparing him for the tomb, preparing him for the cross, but she was just being obedient. In order to grow, we must die. We're getting there. We're getting there. So when Mary anointed Jesus with the expensive oil, Judas was the treasurer. of the disciples, and he started complaining. Man, we could have used that money. We could have used that oil and got some money. We could have. Not to get the money to help the poor. Not to use the money and spend on somebody who was down and out. He was about greed then and now. I put that in my notes in bold in caps because God wanted me to point out there are so many people whose reason for existing, whose agenda is about greed. I'm a sidestep, Reverend Radcliffe, pray for me. In this political world, the motives of some of the people that are running is not to help the people, but it's to fill their pockets. Now, I'm not taking sides, as I told somebody. I'm not taking sides. All of them. A-L-L. Elder Ford may have to cut this section. But A-L-L, all of them are lining their pockets. Be for real. So as some gentleman said, we have to pray about who we should vote for. That civic thing. Render unto Caesar what's Caesar and unto God what's God. You can't sit on the sidelines. You can't sit on the sidelines. Lord, who should I? Where should I press the, how should I answer this question that's on the ballot? Look, in order for us to grow, we're going to have to die. So you're going to have to die to your own desires, to your own thinking. Oh, God, please help us with our thinking. Why? Because there's so much garbage over the airwaves. And I'm not even leaning about the political. I'm leaning about the church, about evangelism, about prophetic word. There's so many coming forth in the name of. But see, that's why you got to die. So you can grow. So you can be guided by the Holy Spirit and not by your feelings and not by false doctrine and not by false prophets. In order to grow, we gonna have to die. So Jesus let them know, look, you gonna have the poor with you always. I know that's what you said, Judas. You know, you could have used it for the, but I'm a heart reader. Can I help somebody this morning? You cannot deceive God by what's coming out of your mouth. He's a heart reader. That's why you have to put everything on him and to trust him for it. Lean not to your what? But acknowledge him in all your ways. All right. So we still background. Okay. So the word got out that Jesus was back in town. The word went out in Bethany. This same man that brought Lazarus out, raised him from the, he's back in town. Well, the word went out and people started gathering. And people started wondering what may happen next. Are you spreading the word? Are you sounding the alarm? Are you letting people know what Jesus has done for you? That's why it's so important, as prayer was made, as the songs went up, that you engage, You know why? Because that's worship, and it will generate. It will generate thanksgiving. It will generate praise. It will generate what God wants done so His glory may be revealed. And there will be a following. Doesn't the word tell us that we will overcome by the word of our... I can sit down. See, we know the word, but God wants us to do the word. Oh, excuse me. God wants us to be the word. In order to grow, we must die. So church, if we are doing our job, we're on the front line in order to live again. We're on the front line and we are under fire. Anybody under fire? If you're not, check yourself. Come on. See, that's why a lot of people don't say yes and surrender. Ooh, I'm going to get to them S words in a minute. You know, the kind we don't like, surrender. Oh, gee. I thought I was coming to one of them sweet, sweet sermons. Come on, everybody. Yeah. Turn three times. Yeah. No, y'all. In order to get there, you got to die. Woo, glory. And that means you're going to be on the front line. That means you're going to be under fire. Was Jesus our example or not? Everybody loved Jesus. Ooh, I love the Lord. I praise Him. Yes, Lord. But then when we get to that cross stuff, Hold up, wait. What is it? Wait, what? Okay. No, I don't need that much Jesus. I got enough. No, you don't. If you want to see Him again, you're going to have to die. All right. So John records the next day, Jesus makes His way into Jerusalem. Known to us as Palm Sunday. That's what happened on the next day. We're getting to our scripture there in 24, but I'm giving you this background, what's going on. And John records that it's Palm Sunday and everybody's Hosanna. Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, He's our King of Kings. And oh yes, we do all of that. Yeah. And everybody is loving it. But in this hour, some things are happening to the amazement of many who are blind. But they will understand it better by and by. His disciples and those that followed Him closely. You know, here they were, you know, Bethany yesterday, nice dinner. Now we go on our way to, you know, celebrate the Passover, having a good time, good day. But all of a sudden it's turning into a circus, almost. It's a parade. What's happening? And the Word of God tells us in studying that the disciples looked on and they were like in amazement, just wondering, what is this all about? Are any of you looking at what's transpiring today, what's going on in the world today, and saying, what in the ham sandwich is going on? You know, wrong is right. Right is wrong. Seems like they're throwing all kinds of stuff on our faces for us to accept and to follow and do and this and that and the other. Yes. Making us, you know, try to, you know, compromise. This is why in order to grow, you have to die. To keep you from compromising. To keep you from affirming nonsense. To keep you from following garbage. But right here, he was trying to let us know in the scriptures that, you know, things will be happening and you'll be trying to cipher. What should I do? What should I say? How should I respond? Do I gee? Do I halt? Do I? You'll understand it better by and by, but in the meantime, you ought to be what? Watching and praying. Look, if y'all never sing another song, if you never have another picnic, if you never have another barbecue, if you never have a farmer's market, if you never have, the church needs to be watching and praying. Because it's about to happen. It is about to happen. So, the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb, raising him from the dead, oh, it got larger. And it got greater. And they had spread the word. And God had showed them that, whoo, look at what's happening before us. And the Pharisees observed. They were looking on and said, wait a minute. They're followers. Look at the crowd. Look at everybody. There was a time when the church was filled. People would run the church. People would love to gather. People wanted to be a part. And the devil got mad. He sent COVID. Tried to shut it completely down. And then after COVID, there seemed to have been a falling away. And it was hard to get the people back. Hard to get them to return. Hard to get them gather.
I'll take orange juice, please. Thank you.
And at that time, the Pharisees knew that they had to do something to stop this. How many of you have been challenged? Oh, glory. And some have been attacked and remain under attack. And had been under attack on a 24/7 basis. And the devil said, no, she's still standing. He's still standing. They won't back down. They won't give up. They're coming back. They're holding on. In spite of. They're continuing to go. And the Pharisees said, it's out of control. The world's in a stampede after him. Are you running for Jesus? Are you in this? You know, the slogan now for the Democratic candidate, I'm with her. My slogan is, I'm with him. Hello, somebody. I'm with him. I'm with him. Who's him? Let me know. Let me know. All right, don't be trying to give me no soft-spoken him. You be with Jesus. When you want him, you call him like you need him, don't you? Thank you. So, we found ourselves under attack. And isn't it interesting? It was the Pharisees. I'll leave that alone. Sometimes it's the church folks that want to hinder your progress, that want to hinder your growth. Why should I point that out? Because it doesn't matter. The enemy has the world. He's after the Jesus in you. He doesn't need the world. He wants the Jesus in you. But in order for you to grow, you have to die. So Jesus saw all of that. And that's where we get into his scripture of 24 and 25. Listen carefully. Unless the grain of wheat is buried. Can you imagine being buried alive? Can you imagine that? What it would mean to be buried alive? You know, smothered and can't breathe and, you know, you wouldn't last long. You would just die. Well, Jesus was trying to make this point to them and trying to explain it to the followers as well. You know, what you see happening here, it's not for my benefit, but it's for your good. And this is what he wants to tell you today as citizens of the kingdom. If you want to grow, you have to die. What does that mean? What does that mean? You have a program, Soil for Sanctuary Farmers Market. And it's about growing and gardening and, you know, from seeds come all those good veggies and fruits and stuff that you share and sell and spread. So you're familiar with it. So he's trying to say that in regards to him being sent to the cross, him being crucified, him being the supreme sacrifice. This is the important part he wants us to know today, that other S word, sacrifice. Definition, an act of, what's that, slaughtering an animal or person or surrendering a possession as an offering to God or to a divine or supernatural figure. That's the definition of sacrifice. That's what he's asking us to do today. Sacrifice your thinking. Sacrifice your bodies. Sacrifice your feelings. Oh, Jesus. Oh, here's one. Sacrifice your family. I didn't want to look anybody in the eye because I didn't want them daggers hit at me. Sacrifice my family? You've got to be kidding. We are blood. We be blood. Yeah, and you be on your way to hell. Following after family that don't follow God. Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my neighbor? Who? He's looking for sacrificial lives, saints. If you want to know what he wants from you, that's one of my questions in my prayer and meditation time. Lord, what do you want? What's next? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to be? Order my steps. What's the next move? In order to grow, if he didn't die, we wouldn't have this relationship with the Father. Well, what does it take? You know, you said in the scriptures, you know, ABC, confess, believe, accept, you know, I'm there. I got him. I'm good. I'm going to walk around heaven all day. That's a good song. Very, very good song. But that ain't real. Pardon my English. That is not real. We're not going to be walking around heaven all day. We are going to be serving. We are going to be, it's a new heaven and a new earth. We are going to be between and serving and doing, glorifying God. But how do I get there? In order to grow, we must die. Like that seed in the ground. He said, listen to me carefully, y'all. And then he had the nerve to say, and I'm feeling some kind of way about it too. Hello. He said, I'm feeling some kind of way about it. However, I was born to die. My sister, Reverend Janice Jenkins preached that many years ago. Awesome word of God. He was born to die. And if we're to take our example from him, I want to be just like him. I want to be just like him. If you do, you got to die. If you do, you've got to die. If you do, you've got to die. Well, see, I'm one of those messengers. Don't be telling me what I need to do, what I need to be, how I need to be. Y'all always telling us what to do. Y'all preachers. God's always got something to say. Do this, do that. Don't do this, don't do that. But I am a messenger that The Word of God is very simple and it tells you how. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Sister Michelle, please read it. It's right there under references.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
I rest my case. See, God does not leave us without instructions. He doesn't leave us with a command or a question or a task or a request without giving us the direction. He wants us to grow. He wants us to be fruitful and multiply. He wants us to expand our horizons. He wants us to be global. He wants us to do this, that, and the other. But you just can't mimic somebody and think you're going to be that and no, I hear you, and be all that. Just because you can mimic them. Each and every one of us has been given a gift and gifts. But in order for them to be manifested fully, we must die. And saints of God, don't be afraid. Don't think this is unfathomable, unreachable. He said daily, by the renewing of your mind. You don't get to that place overnight, just during the 3-day fast. You know, coming on Easter and Christmas. Hello? I was looking for other reference scriptures. But he said, no, Doris, there it is. Therefore, you, present your body a living sacrifice. And this is the thing. Don't be trying to do it in your strength. You don't do it. It's the Holy Spirit. And when you try and a failure occurs, no worries, because it's a continual renewing of the mind. Jesus was here before you. So he made us know that this is what I had to do. He got in that garden and he said, oh God, oh Father, please, if it be possible. Whew, can we skip that part? That part. And what was the response? Nevertheless. Nevertheless. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. This is where he wants us to get to. How do I get there? Present your body a living sacrifice. That seed that's got to go in the ground. You got to be buried alive. You got to kill the flesh. You've got to kill those stinking thoughts. You got to kill those friends that are not friends. You gotta drop those shows that don't inspire you. Can I get a chair up here, please? Thank you. Thank you so much. No, right here is fine. If they can pick me up right here, that's good. No, this is the thing. You've got to kill the flesh. And you've got to let God know that you mean business. You've got to let him know that he means more than what you eat, than what you see. Come on over, eaters. These bodies are the temple of God. See, everybody thought I was talking about the whoremongers and the adulterers and the liars and the cheaters. But he said, no. Your bodies are temples. And therefore, them being temples, we have to take care of them. We've got to take care of them by making some changes. By making some changes and making, one of my favorite things, make better choices. I'm good. Make better choices. How do you do that? You've got to keep your focus, just like Jesus did. And he was feeling bad, but what was his posture? Prayer. His posture was prayer. See, we live in a society, and I'm not going to be for you longer. We live in a society where everything has to be so quick and instant. And you think we preachers, you know, that's all y'all have to say. You know, that microwave stuff. Because it's the truth. But getting to that place where Jesus was, it took time. He had to come aside sometimes. He had to refrain sometimes. He had to pray all the time. But see, he wanted to help us today. If you want to grow, I'm so glad, not if you want to be popular, if you want a position. Call my name, call my name, call my name. Make me apostle, make me chief apostle. If you want to grow, you have to die. And surrender and sacrifice. You know, a lot of people don't like that because that means they have to give up. Okay. Who's going to be the first one to testify? All right, so I'm sitting in the chair because, you know, I'm a diabetic. I got this, I got that, blah, 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 a little heart murmur, that, this, that, and the other. Well, if you stop eating Polish sausage, if you stop eating this, that, and the other, if you stop eating tasty cake blueberry pies, if you stop eating candy cakes, if you stop... Oops, there it is. Oops, there it is. We have to make better choices. You have to drop those people. You have to drop it. You have to drop the porn. You have to drop whatever. Whatever. Whoever. They got to go. So this morning, the message is Jesus' words. Listen carefully. Like a seed, a grain is put in the ground. It's only buried, so what he said, so it'll multiply and grow. Y'all, we're not here for ourselves. I should have said that at the top. And then I wouldn't have to preach. I forgot. I'm sorry. But we're not here for ourselves. It's for God's glory. And for our life to be an example like his was for somebody else. We're supposed to be influencing and affecting others by the life we live and the service we give, because we are all servants. Ooh, now that's another hour. Y'all have to call me back. Now I'll check my calendar and I'll be back for that part too. Because servants is another thing. That's another S word. What's with the S words? I don't know. That's another S word. People don't like. Whew. But see, we are called to serve so that others can see the love of God in us. How about the mute person that can't even talk? Don't you see things from their behavior? Can't you see how they react? And so, you know, it could be that smile. It could be that offering that you give that nobody has to know about. God just laid it on your heart to put it there. Excuse me. However, he's leading you. That's how he wants it. And see, that's the growth. That's the growth. He wants to see the growth. He wants to see the fruit. He wants to see the fruit of that seed, that word. Hide it in your heart, that you may not sin against him. And that's a part of dying. Saints of God, he says, in order for us to grow, please die. Please let it go. Oh, I hear the Spirit. Just let it go. Just let it go. Why are you holding on to something that's weighing you down and the other person is on a cruise to Greece? Having a good time. But we're still stuck from memories of 20 and 30 years ago. Surrender. Sacrifice, serve, and watch God bless you and bring forth fruit. I'm talking about good fruit. Good fruit. And when the fruit inspector comes around, All they can see is good sweet fruit. That sweet smile, that sweet testimony. I'm not living in the clouds with this kind of testimony. Oh, well, you haven't been through nothing, Bishop, for you don't know what's going on in my, Y'all, I'm going to be on my time, but look, 1 year I had a right knee replacement. And I was doing good the next year. Then the next several months, they found breast cancer. I had to have surgery. Then something else, and something else. But I say that to say to you, it wasn't about me. I'm still Jehovah Rapha, your healer. I'm still Jehovah Jaffa, your provider. I'm still Jehovah God. I get the last say. I give the final word. I just want you to represent. I just want your fruit to be good fruit. I just want you to stand, and having done all to stand, stand even the more. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are so rejoicing and glad in it. I am so thankful for His presence today. I'm so thankful for His word today. I'm so thankful that He's allowed us to hear how we should make our next move. And that is putting ourselves on the altar. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it away from me. Search me, Lord. You know my heart. And that's the good thing about this. He knows your heart, and you're here because you love Him. You're here because you desire to do His will. And because of that, He said, let them know. I place that seed in you. I place my word in you. So let it grow. Water it. Water it with the word. Yes, you'll water it sometimes with some tears. But that word will still flourish. That word will still come forth. That word will still be what He wants from you. With everybody standing. Amen. Hallelujah. In order to grow, we must die. And I had a subtitle under it, I forgot. The elders used to sing, die now, you won't have to die no more. Die now, you won't have to die no more. Die now, you won't have to die no more. Die now, you won't have to die no more. And we want you to think about that. He said it, you'll have eternal life when you go about it this way, when you surrender all, when you seek His face, when you walk in His will, when you hear His voice, when you decline the offers that are not Him. So we want to take this time to just pray. Hallelujah. Anybody that feels led to just move forward to the altar, you are free to do so. Because we believe in that type of furtherance. If the word has convicted, touched, and you want to go forth
and you want prayer, we have deacons and ministers here who are willing to pray with you and for you, that this word that is going out this morning will go out and not return void. We are so blessed. I'm looking out and seeing my dear apostle wait this morning, my pastor Ramona Williams from Burlington, New Jersey. God bless you. And if I may, Pastor Ramona, may I ask you to lead us in prayer?
Glory. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. We just say thank you. Father God, we just say thank you. Oh, Abba, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we love you. We thank you, we praise you, we love you, because this is a day that you have made. And you want us to rejoice, you want us to be glad in it. Oh, Abba, Father, you want us to continue to plant those seeds and water those seeds. You want us to come to that altar right now, Father God, and just lay all the worries down here at the altar, God. You want us to come here at this altar, God, and just give you all of our worries, all of our stress, God. And we just say thank you because you want us to leave our stress here. You want us to leave all of our negativity here, all the ways of the world here at the altar. You want us to plant those seeds that says in John chapter 12. So you want us to die right here so that we can plant those seeds and be born again, so that we can be watered again. So we can grow, God, we just say thank you. We thank you for the word that was received today, God. And we just ask that we just learn to open our word up and reread it today and continuously, that we understand that certain things that we need to give up, God. Certain things that are unlike you that you don't want us to have in our lives anymore, that you want us to give up. This is what you want us to do, God. To give up those, the negativity, the different addictions, whatever it is that is unlike you, you want us to leave it here at the altar. You want us to plant that seed, God. We just say thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We ask you continuously blow your pneuma upon us, that you blow your pneuma upon this house, Abba, just because of the fact that they open the doors for fellowship, that they open the doors to the community, God. That they're here doing servitude, that they're here raising up those that have a love for you to want to serve you, God. We just say thank you. We thank you, we praise you, and we love you. And in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We're going to take a moment. If you have not received a communion cup, if you just lift up your hand, and Deaconess Lillian, if you could pass them out. Amen. And we'll just prepare our hearts as we get ready to receive communion. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God for his word this morning. We thank God for his presence. We thank God for your prayers and thank God for this time of coming together. If you did not pick up your communion when you came in, the usher will serve you. Just raise your hand. Amen. We thank God for this first Sunday in September. Oh my God, how the year is going by. Hallelujah. But as we said with our scripture lesson this morning, it was just so apt that it was
from the Passover. And as stated, the Passover was the celebration of the Egyptians, the Israelites in Egypt, and they're coming out, and God putting the blood over the doorpost of the Hebrews, so that when the death angel came over, it passed over their homes, and that firstborn male was not put to death. And it was about the blood of the Lamb. That's why in that 22nd chapter of Luke, I love to read it. That was my mom's favorite as well, that passage. As they were in the upper room celebrating Passover, Jesus was present. Can you imagine that, being present with the bread? With the living word. Oh my God. And it was there that he commanded us that this is Passover here, but when they passed that bread and he broke it and blessed it, he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And that's the command to us, to remember him. That's why we celebrate Holy Communion. And I remember a dear friend of ours, Dr. Waters, he said, "I take communion every day. Because the word says, as often as you do this." So the churches, some celebrate it once a month, first of the month. We do too, first Sunday in the month. So at this particular time, as you have the sacrament, and I'll need one myself. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You pull back the first portion, and it reveals that wafer representing his body. It didn't have the leaven in it because they were in a hurry. But he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Eat all of it. And his body, ooh, Jesus, was a sacrifice for us so that we could have fellowship with the Father. And when you pull back that second portion to expose the fruit of the vine, he was there at the table with the goblet, the vessel, and it had wine, and they passed it about. As he said, "No, this is the blood of my New Testament, representing my blood, which will be shed for you. Drink ye all of it in Jesus' name." This is not just tradition. This is a remembrance. Because you need to be reminded of what it took for us to have this opportunity to sit in heavenly places, to worship, to celebrate, to lift up holy hands, to be thankful, and to know that we have a place in eternity. Now, if I could shout right now, I would.
But then I'd have to accompany myself on an organ. So I can't do both. But just that thought, eternal life through Jesus Christ. And it was because of that sacrifice, we don't have to go to hell. Do they still use that word anymore? Anybody? I don't know about you, but I still use it because it's still real. It's still real. So we thank God for His Word today. Thank God for celebrating Holy Communion. Let it be holy. Let it bless your body. It's a healer, as I believe it was read this morning in Corinthians. Paul said, you know, when you take it, let it heal your body. Don't let it condemn you. Let it heal your body. And we are so thankful that we could serve Taylor Tabernacle today, and we'll turn it into the hands of Sister Curitan. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Wasn't that an awesome word? We need that reminder time and time and time again, because time is getting short, and whatever is going to hinder me from getting closer to the Lord, we just got to let it go and let God have His way in our life. So I just want to thank you. Thank you for the word, Bishop Ford, and thank you, Cathedral Faith. Amen, for you being here. At this time, we're going to have offering with our sister Christina Rook, followed by announcements with our deaconess Courtney Scott. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving, through our website, Venmo, or also by the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at taylor-tabernacle-6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door. One is for your tithes and offerings, and the other is for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. Pastor, via Cash App or Venmo, his Cash App is $ Pastor Jonathan Ford, and Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Good morning, church. So now we will have brief announcements. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday, whether via our live stream or seeing your beautiful faces in person. If you are on our live stream, please feel free to subscribe to our YouTube page or like us on Facebook so that you can stay up to date on all of the things that are happening at the Tabernacle. Every first Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 a.m. in person for a corporate prayer, followed by our morning worship, which is at 10 a.m. Every Wednesday night is prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meet. Sunday school is from 8:30 to 9 a.m., also via Google Meets, every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sunday. Please remember Pastor's Wiley Challenge and invite young folks to our Sunday school. And lastly, don't forget about the farmer's market, which is on September 21st from 12 to 4 p.m. The location is 6049 Pine Street, Philadelphia, PA. And thank you for listening.
Thank you both. So I'm going to invite us to stand as we prepare for the benediction and our Bishop Doris Ford.
Amen. Praise God. We are so thankful, amen, to have been here with you this morning. Amen. We are so thankful for the fellowship. You may be seated for just a moment, please. We are just so thankful for the fellowship with Taylor Tabernacle. Thank you. As Sister Curitan said, we have been in this fellowship for many years, and we just love the Lord and Taylor Tabernacle. We're here last month enjoying our 44th convocation service. And I had you seated because of my shameless plug for our 45th. thank you. Our 45th annual Fellowship Holy Convocation next August in Honolulu, Hawaii. August 6th through the 11th, we are looking forward to an awesome time in the Lord, and we invite you to check us out on our Facebook event page, Cathedral of Faith 45th Annual Fellowship Holy Convocation, where you'll get all the details, and we'd love for you to join us on that beautiful trip. Amen. Again, Apostle Waite, we just love you dearly. Do you have any remarks? This is Apostle Waite from Burlington. Amen. Fighting for Christian Ministries. God bless you, Apostle B.M. Waite. Do you?
God bless you. I really don't come behind anyone, but I did want to not say God bless you and that I love you all in Jesus' name. And that's what I'd really like to say. And we were mightily, mightily blessed today. God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Another, as we said, dear fellowship that we have been loving dearly for through the years, and we thank you for coming to show your love and support. That's what we do. That's who we are. That's the body of Christ. Amen. So we don't think it's strange when you do. Go out, fellowship. Let somebody know you love them. Let people know, encourage them. Like I said, you don't have to say a word. It could be that smile. Give it to them. Amen. He already gave his life. All right, we're ready to roll. I'm getting looks. All right, everybody on your feet. Everybody on your feet. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Can we close with that to God be the glory just again? God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your endless, boundless attention you give to your people. Thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for your endless mercy. God, we thank you for just blessing our hearts today and filling our cups. Lord, we thank you for these that have come and dined. Continue to bless and strengthen, keep and fill. Lord, help us to honor your word as we die daily. Continue to keep us focused with our minds stayed on you and our hearts fixed. Continue to let unity and peace
abound in this place, in our homes, in our ministries, in the schools, everywhere we touch, Lord. We thank you for the peace that passeth all understanding. Continue to remember our pastor, Elder Jonathan Ford, and his family, and all of those that may be absent. Give them traveling mercies and grant them safety in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll continue to give you the praise and the glory because you're worthy. With Jesus' joy, we say amen. 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 God bless you. Have a great rest of the day.